Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Good Friday morning, Alan.
Good Friday morning to you, David.
We have some rapid-fire issues today, Alan. First, we start with the top story in the Times, where General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says raiding Syria is a key to halting ISIS.
There is no question that there will be an impetus now with the beheading of a wonderful man, a U.S. journalist, to go back in. This is the time when we really have to take a look at our options. I don't know that, in fact, what was being recommended was going in, but what was being said is, hey, if you want to stop these guys, you're going to have to go in. And so it has always been with the impetus towards war. Everybody's for boots on the ground until you get mired in and then doing somebody else's work, often when people don't even want you. So I think that the moderation being shown by the president is correct, that we should, in fact, take our steps from an aerial perspective and from Air Force. But I think putting people in is something that you really want to think about real carefully.
Meantime, the president, Barack Obama, having some criticism thrown his way after speaking on the death of James Foley, went to play golf.
You know, every president deserves a vacation. You're not seeing Barack Obama's hair turning white for no reason at all. It's because it's the hardest job in the world. What's put on your shoulders is indescribable. And if a guy wants to, whether he's a President Bush or a President Obama, wants to go and play golf and take some time with his family, it's exactly what he should be doing. You don't want somebody to become a penitent religious figure sitting in a corner with a white robe. You want somebody who really knows how to take care of themselves. And one of the great stress relievers is a vacation.
The latest New York Times, CBS News nationwide poll, Alan, shows broad divisions amid the Missouri turmoil in Ferguson.
Well, it's not surprising, and it's always been so. Look, I've said five times in the last week or so, there is no doubt that if you have a child and you think that that child will be subjected to a different standard than other people or shot to death, that you have every right to be there and to protest. And on the other hand, somebody's always going to play the security card. We don't want agitators. We don't want people who are going to come into our community and put us at some kind of risk and fear rules. The truth of the matter is, I'm glad the Justice Department is there, and all we have to do is project ourselves into the other guy's shoes in order to understand what's going on here.
Finally, should Governor Cuomo debate his primary opponent, Zephyr Teachout?
Of course he should. There's no two ways about it. He should debate her. He should debate Rob Astorino, but he's not going to. And the reason is that he's ahead. And if you're ahead in this game, you say, well, why should I risk myself by doing it? That is no excuse, because we live in a democracy. There are some very good candidates who have, in fact, debated because they should debate. But he won't. He says it's up to the campaigns to decide, as if he's not running the campaign.